Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to the month of May and our favorite releases, because we do this monthly, and here we are.
We're back.
We are back. We are back. And this month, a lot happened.
It was busy, man. It's kind of crazy.
It was so long. We also went to Cape of Flex. If you don't know our article, it's on the Cameo. Just go and check it out. It was an adventure, to say the least.
That's one way to put it, for sure.
It was an adventure. However, we did enjoy the performances. Well, you can find out more in the review, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, go ahead and check it mm-hmm out. But for now, let's go into the releases, because we have quite a busy month.
Yeah. Why don't you start, and I'll pop in if I agree, disagree.
Yes. So let's start with K-pop, as usual. And the first one I'm going to mention is Le Sserafim and Fearless. So, hear me out.
Yeah.
I know there is a lot happening with Le Sserafim, but I was looking forward to this debut, okay?
I think everyone was looking forward to that debut.
Yes, like girls from IZONE were there, and mm-hmm, you know, Sakura and the other girl, I don't remember her name right now. But this was like highly expected, and let's just put aside the full controversy. If you don't know, just Google it. It's out there. You can find all the details.
Still very much ongoing as well.
Yes. But I'm glad that the girls, because the other members, they just debuted, you know. So I'm glad they went back to promote as five. And I really like Fearless, okay? I
feel like it's a good track, but hear me out. On the first listen, I was kind of underwhelmed a bit. It kind of had to grow on me a little bit. Because I was like, I had very high expectations.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. So I was like, this is not bad, but for then the more I listened to it, I was like, okay, I get it now.
It That's becomes fair. Kind of catchy as you listen to it, but for me, with the first listen, I was like having a main character moment, you know. I'm fearless, and I think many did. So I was having like a main character moment, loving it, you know. I think I saw this TikTok where people were like, when I'm listening to Fearless, I feel like I'm doing my own commercial or something, and I can totally see it, you know. You know, killing it.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
So besides Fearless, a total bob, I recommend Sour Grapes, because that song is so good. Okay. So it's more like R&B with bossa nova vibes. And I'm always in for a mix of genres in a song.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is a personal favorite. I'm biased as usual. Icon. Icon came back with Flashback. And I just hope that after this release, they put music out more often. That's it.
Look, Icon just sad.
Yeah, but I think that this is a good, it feels like with this release, well, my Iconic car was happy to start there. Second of all, I feel like they are starting anew. It's like a new chapter, you know. There was a lot of like issues before, they went into Kingdom. Then they released like a couple of singles, but they hadn't had like a full release in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that they did that. And the members took part of the writing, like Bobby and DK, they were out there writing stuff. And I really like Boju. Boju, unexpected, totally unexpected. It's like a new sound for Icon, and I really liked it. However, because I'm different, all Iconic, in fairness, from the reality show, my heart was for real, because that song is Icon, all Icon R&B sites and the R&B B sites.
Yeah.
It's just like so, so good. I was like, I love this song so much. So that's for Icon. Now we go with Woods and Colorful Trauma.
Oh my God, 100% agree on you there. Love.
Yes. So we were actually speaking about this a few days ago, about how Woods commits to a genre, and boy, gives it its all. Like, his full heart poured into a genre, and I love when he does that.
Yes, 100%. He commits to it.
Yes.
What's your favorite track?
I don't know, because, you know, when I listen to I Hate You, I'm Leaving My Best Paramore Era, it's like, 10 years are coming back, you know, punk rock, you know, all of that, angst, lovely. His vocals are amazing, straight up masterpiece. But however, Dirt on My Jacket is just so good.
Dirt on My Leather, that one?
Oh, Dirt on My Leather, probably. Maybe
that song. Girl, same, 100%. That's my favorite track. I am obsessed. And what I don't understand? I was looking up the album again on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed that track, despite being the opening track, has the least amount of streams.
People, please.
It's like, I don't get it.
I know. It's literally so good. It's like old school rock. Oh, I love it so much.
If the guitar shreds, the vocal layering, I'm just like, oh, in my soul, you know?
Yeah, the album is a non-skip. I bought it, by the way. I was hunting for that album, and I have a local K-pop store, and I got it. I was ready to fight for that album. Anyway, I'm a happy mood. I have the album.
Do you think he's going to do a repackage of this?
Who doesn't do repackages? So I doubt it. Well, maybe, I don't know. You know, because whenever something hits hard, they normally do repackages as a norm in the K-pop industry.
Mm.
But I don't know if...
I kind of hope he does. I think it'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it deserves a longer promotional tour, for sure.
That is true. That is true. And I hope he does. No, everyone is going on tour, so I hope you do good, please.
Oh my
because everyone's
God.
Going to tour, so might as well you do as well. We're waiting for you in Europe. You know?
Please be late July, early August.
Yes, please. It's like this June, July. Oh my God.
Apparently, there's a gay hip hop party in Paris as well.
Yeah, there is a lot happening in Europe in general and in the States as well. Well, anyway, Woods recommended the full lot. Amazing 100%. Album. Love him to bits. I don't know if he will do a repackage, but I hope he does a tour.
I hope for both. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. The thing is that with his album, whenever he spoke about the album, he said that he wanted to show like different side of his music and how he has like different tastes and styles and he can pull them through. So I'm like, yes, that's what I believe. He wouldn't do a repackage because he wanted to express that side of him in this album.
Didn't he do a repackage of his previous one though?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's go to the next one. Yeah. Talking about repackages. Well, this is not a repackage, but TXT, Miniso 2, Thursday's Child.
Yes!
So, this album was awesome, but my personal favorite was Jeonjun's and Hyunin Kai's solo, Lovely Boy, The Tattoo on My Ring Finger, because that song is so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Love that B-side. And TXT and the Angst concept, they just go so well together. That's it.
It's just, well, whoever came up with that, love.
Just stay there because they kill it. They're so good at being.
Well, they can't stay there. Imagine if they were still doing that 10 years from now.
Well, like, that's true. That's true.
They have to grow with their audience.
That is true. And TXT is doing quite well with that, actually. They keep like growing with the audience. And their music is becoming a lot more mature now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you compare it to like, what, Cat and Dog? Like, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And my favorite of that album is Opening Sequence. Because the angst for me... Nice.
I think that we just really like angst stuff, you know. Where
maybe
into, like,
we didn't grow up from our teenage angst days.
You just bring me the black eyeliner, you know. Let's go back to that time. Okay, next up for me, B.I., Bitter Bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Hanbin. He's having a moment with his second single, and yes,
it's going viral, isn't it?
I love this. Okay, I'm like, yes, Hanbin, yes, boy, because his music is so good. Since he went solo, his music has been solid, good, heartbreaking, lyrically beautiful, diverse.
Yeah,
I love him. Well, if you've been listening to us, you know that I'm biased. FBI, Hanbin. Boy, so talented. And this song is going viral, and I love that he's having his moment finally because he's so talented. Also, boy writes so much music. I'm kind of shook. Was no long ago, and then prior to that, he had the full album, and I'm like, where did you keep them stored? You know, you have like a full folder of songs.
I just imagine him like having breakfast, right? And then I'm like, oh. Let me just write that down.
Right.
That's a bop.
Yes. Yes. I'm really, really loving that he's having this moment. And also, this was a pre-release for his coming album project, Love or Loved.
Oh.
And I just can't wait. Having us coming back.
So I really like that DeVita is a feature on that track, by the way.
Yes.
Because stand DeVita in this house.
Yes, but let's talk about their harmonizations because somehow he lowered his tone to be at the same tone of DeVita's. And for a second, I thought it was just DeVita, but Hambin was back vocals as well.
Boy can do it all.
And I was like, who's this? You know? I was shook.
Oh.
I was shook. Love that mix. Okay, it's mm-hmm. like him and DeVita, a new mix I love because I normally love B.I. and E.H.I. They just amazing music together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Let's move forward to Heal and Deep. And that song, it's a bop. Total bop. I just want to hit the dance floor with that song. And that one, and the stupid party anthems, Heal style.
Mm.
You know? Bring in the EDM, bring in the party anthem, girls, they're killing it. However, I have to talk about this, okay?
Okay.
This was a mini album, but it was just two new songs, and the rest were like pre-release songs of 2-3 years ago, and I'm like, SM, come on.
You know what I deserve? Dessert.
I'm like, that was like summer 2020, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
I think so. And I'm like, you have this amazing artist. Just give her new songs. Because she's really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
On a side note, having said that, got it off my chest. Mm. Gigi is having a comeback, people. The oldies are coming back.
And just the whole timing of that, I'm just like, oh. Living.
Just get ready. Because Girls' Generation is coming back to take the world. And we're all living for it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, next up is Astro and Drive to the Stereo Road. So Astro is also having an amazing year. Their mm-hmm. subunits are doing like really, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
But this time they came back as a group. For this release, I loved the solo tracks. It's like everyone had their own solo track and it was like more, well, someone had a ballad, others more R&Bs. Basically, they're all kind of their own genre.
Yeah.
But Story by MJ, Let's Go Ride by Moonbeam, and #1 by Rocky. Next level stuff.
Schwan.
So.
Schwan.
Schwan. Schwan.
Sorry.
No, I literally didn't know how to pronounce that.
I have no idea. I'm just joking.
I'm like, is #1? Has chart one? I don't know. Whatever.
Schoon.
Well, anyways, with this album and the solo releases, we get like emotions, storytelling, and sexy vibes because it's Astro, you know. You're always mm-hmm. gonna get that. And they tell that they're Candy Sugar Pop, Total Bop, super, super sweet, and it was just very cute. I really, really liked it. It was cute. Mm. Now, AB6, A to B. Can we just talk about how much music they release? It's insane. AB6 are always releasing music. Like, they released not long ago. I think at the beginning of the year, they had, like, this mini album. And the members had, like, their solo tracks as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back with another mini album. Oh, that was an album. Don't remember. But the thing is that there is not a lot of time.
Yeah, between the two.
Between them. Yeah. And the title track, Savior. Oh my god, that song is so good.
It's really good. The title track is awesome.
I have to say that it climbed to be one of my favorite songs by them.
Wow!
It's so good. And you know what I loved? the use of silences. And I think that when an artist does, hear me out on this.
No, I totally get you. Yes.
As a more like R&B hip hop listener myself, I tend to appreciate silences at breaks because it's like a little break. Especially with R&B, it's like nice to have like a little break because that your heart sinks and then it comes up again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they did that, but for beat changes. And it was so smart. It was, yeah, because you had like a little break and then they just hit you up with that upbeat part and
yeah,
it straight the hook. And I was like, yes, I'm living for this. Yes. The B-sides, I highly recommend Einstein because it's really, really good. So AB6 keeps popping up, loving it.
I kind of wish they had performed their new title track when we were
They hadn't released it. They
I know, but that's like a little special treat. Because we were there, you know?
Because they know that we were there, all right.
Yeah, they obviously, 100%.
Obviously. It's like we started screaming, hey, but sex.
They're like, ah, okay. Yes, Kathleen and Ilse, got it.
Yeah, in fairness, I feel like we were screaming for everyone.
I feel like we were screaming for our whole section.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I was exhausted at the end, but so happy.
Yeah, same. Ah, adrenaline, amazing.
Yes, it was an amazing memory. People just go to a K-pop concert. It will keep your memories forever. It's so much fun. It's so much fun, seriously. Dance battles, you get everything. Girls crying, everything you see. Overpriced drinks. Anyway,
for sure.
Let's go to Yering and her release Area.
Mm-hmm.
And another former YFRAM member debuting solo, and she brought like summer vibes with her release. Erin general had like a nice mix of genres, and it was overall a cool listen. So I like that all the YFRAM members are going for complete different sides of the music. You know, they're all bringing like their own colors, I suppose.
I think it's always interesting to see when a group kind of like has to move on, right?
Yeah.
And then when the members debut solo or in like mini sections like Vivas, it's always interesting to see what kind of music they go for from like the music they started with.
Yeah.
Usually when they re-debut solo, you get to see more of their personal character in their like genre choice.
I have a question for you. As you were a former GFRIEND fan,
yo,
so far, which has been your favorite solo release, if you remember any?
That is hard. That is super hard. I really liked Bop Bop.
BB's, yeah.
I don't necessarily think that's 100% their full like own colors. I just thought it was a bop.
It was a bop. Personally, from all of the ones I've listened, I really like, I think it's Yuji's solo. I think it was really good.
The more R&B one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm more an R&B person.
Mm.
So let's go to GOT7. GOT7.
Girl, this was really your month. Like,
I am exhausted.
How are you alive?
I am exhausted. So GOT7, with GOT7, after solo debuts, change of agency, they now own their own name and group and royalties as well.
Good for them.
They came back and they killed it. Na 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 is sweet, comforting, a warm hug. It's like cute. But my favorite was a B-side. I believe it was two. And it's just two colors and vibes. And you know that I really like just two. I really wish that in the future the Subunits are coming back. Because just two was like so good.
They were awesome.
Yes, I am. Well, anyway, we love them. GOT7, buy that album, stream it. Okay. Oh, the revenue is going to the boys.
Yes.
Now we're now back with another of my favorite ones, NCT and the Dreamy NCT Dream Beatbox.
Beatbox.
Love it. Like, Beatbox, I'm obsessed. I am obsessed, okay? But I really loved the intro for the music video. It was more sort of like urban, you know, the very proper beats on the street. And I thought that that would be the intro in the song, in the actual song. But it's a little bit changed with how it tends to be normally with NCT. Normally change a bit of the song for the music video. The point is, love it so much. Amazing. All the new singles are bops. And the Dream discography, same with TXT. It's getting more and more and more mature. But I notice it more with NCT 3 because children, you know.
Literally started off as like chewing gum era, you know.
Yes. So it's getting more and more like grown up, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, they're all in their like 20s now, no?
Yeah, why?
Emotional moment.
Yes, the Dreamies are growing and I love what they do with the music. Actually, I really, really, really love this album. It was really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the full thing yet. I did listen to the title track. Which yes. I was like, okay with.
I thought it was cute. Because normally it's a bit of a difficult relationship there.
Either it's a hit or miss. And this one was okay. Like, I liked it. It wasn't bad.
Good. Oh, I think that they're becoming a lot more experimental now. But not crazy experimental like 1 to 7.
Yeah.
But I like it. I'm like, on that note, in the entity world, bring Wavy back. That's it.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since they've come back, no?
Over a year. That aside, we're going to the last one from my side. And we're talking about Victon and Chaos.
Yes.
I really like Stupid O'Clock.
It's awesome. That title track is insane. I was reading the lyrics, right? And I was like, woohoo! Like, excuse me. Hello. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, anyway, Victon, I really liked it, and I think there was a bit of everything in that EP.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is always fun. Now, let's talk about your favorite K-pop releases.
My pop ones. All right, let's see. We have the girls from Classy with their debut EP, Class Is Over. I thought that was super cute. It was really fun. Their title track, Shutdown, has a similar instrumental like Luna with PTT.
Okay.
They have like this Indian instrumental called a Shehnai. Don't kill me for my pronunciation. But it's like this like Indian traditional flute style instrument. It's awesome. And I was like, why are they also using this instrument? And then apparently the track has the same producers as PTT. So I'm like, this is all coming together.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can notice.
Yeah. It's an awesome track. Love it. The EP itself is very cute too. Next is TNX.
Yes, AP Nation's new group.
Panameco, like, co-produced the entire group, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a love. It's insane. It's so good. I love it.
In fairness, we do love, we like Panameco music. Yeah. Like, quite a bit of Panameco and Idol Group.
We have taste. Hello.
Yes. Yes. Great. Okay.
Their title track is like solid EDM, super dope. There's also the track called Burst Up, which was co-composed by APRO.
Oh.
Yeah.
Indie producers are popping up here. Interesting. God,
it's so awesome. I love it.
If you know, APRO is an indie producer. Like, indie. He's in Wave, isn't he?
I think so. I think he's on the Colds label. Yeah.
Well, he's kind of indie for the K-pop audience, I suppose.
Quality.
Yeah.
I don't think he uses tag.
He didn't?
I don't think so. I don't think I heard it.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Next up is Wannas.
Yes.
Oh my god, that title track. Oh, it's so good. I'm obsessed. I also wanted to share the track Mr. Wolf.
Yes.
Because it's based on a kid's game, kind of like the one from Squid Game.
Oh.
It's kind of like 1-2-3 Piano. I don't know if that is very Belgian of me.
Yes, probably. I literally don't know.
Anyways, it's a kid's game. It's cute. The track itself is playful, kind of crazy. And Concept Kings, you know, that's all I want to say.
Always.
That they can pull it off.
Any concept, literally. They've gone through a few already.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, look at them. They're doing great. The next one I wanted to share was Kang Daniel with the story. Because the album's great, but his features are insane. He has Debo, he has Sokodomo, he has Jesse, he has Chancer. Chancer co-produced a lot of the tracks as well.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, look at you, Mr. Connections.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Favorite tracks that you have to listen to are Loser featuring Debo and How We Live featuring Sokodomo. But if you're more for like Latin moments, you have to listen to the track with Jesse. I don't remember the title of that, but that was awesome as well.
Well, Kang Daniel has really good connections. I just remember that after he released the one with Simon D, and I was like,
oh my God. Yes.
Still obsessed, by the way. And I was like, wow.
It's like, exactly, right?
I did not expect that.
No, me neither. But like,
now
boy.
I'm like, boy, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and the next one I wanted to share was Bandits with their new EP. After like 2 years.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was like, are they ever coming back? Like, what the hell? Oh my God. But they're back. Their title track, Venom, is awesome. And I want to share the B-track, Jiggy, as well. Because it's a vibe. And the brass they use is just mwah, amazing. Love.
Lovely.
The last one for the pop section that I wanted to share is 17 and their comeback.
Of course.
With Face the Sun. The title track is having
hot,
a moment.
Hot,
On TikTok.
It's hot.
That music video, I swear to God. If you want to be bias wrecked, go watch that video. Like, it's insane. I also wanted to share their B-track, Don Quixote, which has such
a
cool build-up.
You recommend it, we listen.
I still haven't watched that full show.
If you remember talking about, IU had a couple of the members of 17 in IU's palette. Very popular show. We love IU in this household. Everyone loves IU. And she asked to talk about how much she liked Don Quixote. And I was like, okay. So I went and listened to the full album because she said, like, this album is really good. So I was like, okay. 17 is like, I really know their title tracks, but I am not really familiar with the B-sides.
I've been trying, guys.
Look, 17 has so many songs.
Yeah, but they're all quality.
I know. It's like 17 and Mosaics. I know all the title tracks, like for real. All of them. Well, anyway.
Well, it's a start. It's a start. It's going to get you into the full discography at one point, I hope.
I know that as of today, there's Mingyu's picture on Instagram.
My God.
Yes, hilarious. It's so funny.
The reactions. Like, can I just say the boyfriend fit, though?
He looks like a snack. I'm sorry. He looks really handsome.
Yeah, the boyfriend fit. It's like,
I think it's the boyfriend of everyone that's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. The thing is that I just watched this TikTok today, I saw it, and apparently in the Eric Nam concert, about 2 to 3 fans had the same
lock screen.
Yeah, lock screen. They were all Mingyu picture, and I found this so funny.
Oh, cute.
Oh, it was hilarious. Mm. Anyway, just go. The A looks amazing. That sheer shirt, it's so pretty.
It's insane.
I know. Extreme Hot was a full album. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
That okay. was it for my pop section.
Okay, let's go with K-hip-hop. Well, with hip-hop and R&B, Lengthy Month as well. So let's just start with one of our favorites, Moon Soo-jin. We love this woman.
She is... I saw that music video and I was like, who are you? Marry me. My God, you look amazing. That yes. makeup look?
Absolutely. Like speechless. Goddess, you know. Anyway, she had like two comebacks this month.
Two?
Yeah, two. One was a collaborative album, well, single album with Giselle. Yes, incredible, say the least. And she also had Lucky Charm. So let's talk about the single album. Only You with Giselle, it was like two songs, one of them featuring Panomeco.
Oi, boy's been busy.
Incredible, smooth, heavenly vocals. And Panomeco's kind of rapping, melodic rapping, just added a bit of a spice.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It's really, really good. Now we go with Lucky Charms, and that song, that full EP is like charming, groovy, smooth. Really good. So just listen to the full lot. There's no excuses. Okay. It's really good.
Okay, I will. I shall.
Yes. Let's go with Juni and Get Ya featuring PH1. It was a really cute single. I really like them both collaborating. It's a cute. Mm. You know, they both have this very cheerful, kind of, you know, wholesome energy.
Yeah.
And they just cute together.
Oh.
That's it.
Besties.
Yes. So we go with Big Naughty and Lovey Dovey featuring Ninoy. And let's talk about Big Naughty because his discography, I love him because he goes mainstream sometimes, but sometimes he goes quite indie. Mm-hmm. And right now he's having a moment where he's releasing a lot of like indie songs.
Ooh.
With like indie artists despite being in a big hip hop agency.
Mm-hmm.
So Lovey Dovey featuring Ninoy, it's like such a nice single. It's sweet, it's so good. It's just so cute. Good. Yeah, and just his girlfriend is getting just better and better by the day, and I love what he's doing. Let's go with One Day and Hotel. That was an EP, and the EP is like awesome. The smooth R&B, the instrumentation is amazing. I really like the features with Skinny Brown, if you know him,
mm-hmm.
and JC Yuka. Yuka, or I don't know how to pronounce it. That's actually the name of the veggie in Spanish, but whatever. So they are really good, and I really liked how they're in this EP. He features a lot of like indie R&B and hip-hop artists.
Nice.
Yes, so this EP, a non-skip, if you like R&B and hip-hop in perfect balance, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
We go with Khaki and Double Up featuring Sokodomo.
Nice.
Yes, but you know that Sokodomo tends to go alternative because it's just the colors. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just how it works. But this one is like love, like a old school vibe.
Ooh.
But with the alternative mix of Sokodomo. It's a vibe. Love it. It's
considering me intrigued.
Yes. Now the next one was quite shocking because Omega Sapien. We know Omega Sapien.
Yes.
And so Wooga, he released first a single featuring Vernon of 17. And now it's like,
what? Oh, no, yes.
I was like, what is Vernon doing here? This is the indie side of hip hop.
Look, you know, my boy Vernon wasn't showing me the money, so.
He's getting those connections from there. I don't know. Unexpected. Like, unexpected. Anyways. He always goes hard. It's just something that Omega Sapien does every time mm-hmm. he has a comeback. He goes hard.
For
and
sure.
And his EP is not an exception. Listen to Plump featuring Sega Bodega because this song, it's a trip and even includes this choir that it heavily gave me Harry Potter vibes.
Oh!
Yes. It's that type of choir.
Okay. You
know, unexpected.
So... Awesome. Magical boarding school choir vibes.
I mean, to describe it in a way, because when I listened to it, I was like, this seems oddly familiar, the tone, you know, and the style. And I was like, Harry Potter.
Imagine a little Hedwig, like, cameo in the back, like, call.
In my head, this is the picture. Here we go. The picture was, they were in the recording studio and there was like the choir with the frogs.
I love it.
Yes. Anyway, listen to Plum and also listen to the feature with Verena because that song is a bop. Okay. Let's go with Ling Ling and Sunshine, and you're fine. I didn't know who Ling Ling was before this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're fine for me, and I'm in love. It's like acoustic instrumentation meets EDM and lo-fi, and it's just so beautiful. It's beautiful, it's smooth. Listen to Guy featuring Camel, and I love Camel, okay? And also, I featuring Swings, must listen to this release.
Okay, okay.
Let's go with Oven.
Of course.
Yes, you know me.
It really was your month. My God.
Tell me about it. I'm exhausted. So Oven had a pre-release. He's coming up with a new album. Can't wait for it, by the way. Do I do vocals? And when Oven says, let's sing our heart out, he does. And he did.
Nice. Beautiful
song. Yes, soft music for the heart. Love it. Let's go to JC Chuka. Last Boy in the Class 2. Okay, this album, amazing from start to end. He's got like Lila Mars, bass, jizz, a real good, and a lot other features. It's like insane.
Ooh.
Yes, Get Over and its rock inspired beat, amazing. In Black Eye, it's like chill R&B. Listen to them.
Question.
Yes.
Is there a Last Boy in the Class 1?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just thinking because I was like, Last Boy in the Class 2?
Actually, I believe so. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I believe so.
Okay.
Let's go to Giddy Boy.
A Giddy Boy.
And the single album 22-25-22.
Okay.
Oh, if you want to say the full number, go ahead. I'm just breaking them.
Pass. That's fine.
Okay. So let's talk about how no one is doing a Giddy Boy because a boy
is doing it like a giddy.
So this song, it's incredible. Like, this is the single album. It's amazing. He's spicing things up. He's adding more genres to his discography, which was already really good. But he keeps his Giddy Boy vibe that I heavily appreciate. Okay?
Nice.
Isu Dufo, help me with your French here.
What is the name?
Isu du feu.
A case of fire. Case by fire? Something like that.
Amazing song. It's so good.
It's really, really good. Also, that music video is bonkers.
I know. But Water left me speechless because it's like jazzy vibes with like a beautiful piano instrumentation. And when you listen to that song, I can picture myself in a Paris jazz bar listening to that while it's raining outside.
Having a glass of red wine, smoking Absolutely. A cigarette, being depressed.
Yeah. Or just not thinking about life, whatever. Or waiting for someone, you know, being mysterious.
Love, okay, that's a moment.
So that song is that moment.
Ah, nice.
Yes. One of my last ones is Gamma, other new find. Asia to Vendetta. It's like super fun. This album is like trendy and fun to listen to. I really like the song Do 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 featuring Unofficial Boy. It's super good with lazy rapping and the beats are just very, very, very cute. Last for me was Under the Light and the EP Snapshots. It's so good. It's like hip-hop and R&B in a perfect blend. And I love albums like that. I love them so much.
Cute.
So vocal-wise, it's more hip-hop, but the beats and the mixing is all very much R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And then Listen to Snapshot is more hip-hop and From. So good.
Nice.
So that was a lengthy month for hip-hop and R&B.
I made a shortlist for indie.
I tried, but there's so many. I was like, I can't leave them out because they're so good.
Yeah, I feel like I've been a bit behind with my indie children. It's been a busy month. you know, what can I say?
Yeah, and I didn't even mention Sim 2. He had like 2 releases this month, or maybe 3, I don't remember.
How? My God.
I don't know. He just kept releasing music every week, to be more specific.
Is he like a new Jimmy Brown? Like, what is going on?
Basically. I think they're both kind of at the same, they both did a thing at around the same time.
Yeah.
So I think the two of them, let's just release eternal singles forever, every week, twice a week sometimes. That's just nuts. If you don't know who Sim 2 or Jimmy Brown is, Sim 2 is an indie producer. Amazing, by the way. There is a full offstage about him. And Jimmy mm-hmm. Brown is an R&B singer.
Yes. We also wrote an R&B gem about him. So go check both that out.
Good. Yeah. So some of your indie kids.
Let's talk about Mimi with her single Hate You.
Yeah.
I think I showed you that one. It was with the girl in like the big room on the carpet with a guitar.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She has the single Hate You, and it's just like, ugh, grunge rock vibes, but like in the category angry woman.
Oh.
And I just, oh, I love it when a woman gets so angry that she just goes guttural on a single like that.
Yes.
Class. Love it. Then there's Jack and Kong band. Yeah. They released a new single, Hiking, which is a pre-release to their upcoming album.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's literally, like, the music video is that they're on a hike with, like, a self cam, you know.
I think I watched that pass. I think I watched so cute. It. Yes,
It's very cute, lo-fi, relaxing track. So I'm very curious to their new album to see where that will fit in the little picture they're painting.
Okay.
Then there's also Summer with her single "Fishes Can Walk in Their Dreams." This single is just so haunting and beautiful, and it creates such an intriguing ambience when you listen to it.
Okay.
Imagine this, right? Soft acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Lower register female voice.
Ooh.
And it's like a slow, like, acoustic ballad, right? And then at one point, there's like a piano that comes in, but it's like a very playful riff almost, so it's like very like, what?
I'm always in for a piano. I'm always in for a lovely riff that is so subtle that, you know, it's there.
It's amazing, brilliant. Nice. I'm also featuring that music video in MV Rec of the week because stunning. Nice. The next one I wanted to share is Kim Seok Joon and the single "I'm a Sweet." Sweet Briar featuring Keo. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's a new find.
Yeah.
Didn't know either really before. But it's really, really cool. It's very like electro meets fantastic vocals that give it this like mythical fairy tale storytelling effect.
Interesting.
Like kind of living for that single. It's kind of crazy. Love it. The last one I wanted to share is Yeom with the new single Drown. It's just soft ballad, depressing, soft vocals, great piano, intricate soundscape. It's just the full picture if you want to feel depressed. Also, there's a beautiful music video, so you get the full experience of, like, visual and auditory, so go check that out.
Okay. Interesting. I think that this month was a lot of, like, K-pop and hip-hop.
Yeah.
It was, like, I think the playlist normally create, like, if you don't know, guys, we have, like, full playlist month by month of favorite releases.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of curated to our ears, in fairness.
I mean... Yeah.
So a lot of these release products, if not all of them, are in our playlist.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So go and check that out. Yeah, and I think this month, the hip-hop one went for like, it's probably over 3 hours, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. Because I think last month it was not that long at all.
No, it was like 2 or nearly 2, I believe. So that was it for favorites of the month of May, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. And remember to go and head out to the kmail.com if you want to check. We have most of the K-pop of this and a few R&B and hip-hop reviews there. A moment. So just go and check that out. Also have our weekly reports if you want to know like a more complete list of the releases.
Yeah. There were more than like 5 people who came out with new stuff in the indie world. Yes. Like, take a look, you know.
And there were a lot more hip-hop and R&B, so you can check that out. Well, anyway, that was it for this special episode of Discover with a K Monthly Favorites. And remember to follow us in all the socials. We're in TikTok, we are in Instagram, we are everywhere, so go and check that out. And remember to head out to the K-Mail for more, and we will see you next month with another monthly special of our favorite releases.
Yeah, see you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.